sigh of relief in that one. That was what, you know, first half got off to the great start. They kind of made a rally, came back, and made it tough on you second half, didn't they?
Yeah, they really did. I mean, Seward's a really good ball club. I mean, they're 3-0 for a reason. They average margin of victory is like 25 points for the first three games for them. And we really wanted to lock in on the defensive side. And I thought we played well. We knew they were going to make shots, so we knew that they were going to be able to hit baskets. We weren't going to keep them at low percentage all game long. You just don't do that against good teams. But I thought we fought hell. We this team really does come out in the first half and play extremely hard. It's just that we get comfortable and allow teams to get back into things. We need to do a better job of making adjustments when they make adjustments. Bench has to come in and perform well. I thought that they did this game, especially second half, and players all the way around just stepped up all the way through. I mean, Carroll made some shots off the bench today. Miriam made some shots off the bench today. We shot way too many air balls, quick ones, but they didn't let that stuff phase them. I mean, this team doesn't let a whole lot phase them. I probably kept a calmer demeanor, which helped them stay. I had little spurts of intensity when I just kept my mouth shut and sat down and let them play like we were much better. Hopefully I can remember those things throughout the season. But you know, Peyton came in and she had three rebounds. She's averaging seven or eight rebounds, but three huge ones. I mean, those things from freshmen is just really big. You know, Nat coming in today, you know, I'm so impressed about the resilience of her and coming back and coming off that knee injury and stepping into roles and gets 12 points and 8 rebounds for us. You know, probably would have had a little more if she would finish a little bit stronger at the rim instead of hoping to get calls. But we'll fix those things. I mean, 21 turnovers though. And that's what I told the group at halftime. We had 12 at halftime and we were shooting 48% from the field, 43% from three, and 80% from the free throw line, but 12 turnovers. I mean, we would have a bigger lead in that first half if we took care of the ball, and it's all us. And those are things we're going to come back and watch on film tomorrow and say, look, like, here's a turnover. Tell me what they did to force this turnover, because 90% of them, they didn't do anything on that side of the ball. It's all us. It's all rushing things and getting ahead of ourselves and trying to make the big play. And just when we kept things simple, basketball becomes really, really easy.
Pretty physical. They had girls tweak some ankles there late. You had one get hit in the face, and you had some girls, I know, out here after the game with ice bags on. So some sore bodies out there, huh?
Yeah, it was. It was physical, especially you know, towards the end. And, you know, there's physicality of the game, and I thought it got, you know, a little bit much. And I told myself in my head, like, stop worrying about that so much and just let them play, and they have to figure it out. And so I'm proud of them for fighting through that stuff, because we backed down. You know, the other three games, I thought we backed down physically. This tonight, we didn't. You know, I know we went 2-1 in those games, but I just didn't see the toughness. And tonight, the toughness really was there. Man, it's got to be better. We gotta continue to get better at that side of things, but it's a step in the right direction on that side of things.
Concordia JV's coming to town, your place on Friday, and of course their varsity kids are nationally ranked, so you know darn well that some of those JV kids are probably pretty good too.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, I have all the respect for Coach Olson over there and what he does. And, you know, like you said, they're top 5, top 10 program every year, like every year. And there's a reason why, and their JV understands that. They're trying to vie for spots on a team that's really good. And so they come in, and they're going to execute their stuff. They're going to run things. They're not going to, you know, make dumb mistakes, because they're well coached from top to bottom. And it's a game that we have to understand that again, you know, no matter who we play, we got to take you know, give them respect and play hard and understand that you know, execute our stuff on both ends of the floor. But it's not going to be an easy one. It's going to be one that's going to hopefully continue to push us and challenge us and to get better and grow as a squad.
You're 3-1 after the first four games. That you'll take that, won't you?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the schedule and it could have gone either way. I mean, we could be 4-0. We could be 0-4. It could be 2-2. I mean, these were all close games. I got a few more gray hairs that I'm going to have to like cut short and make sure, you know, that those are trimmed down a little bit. But it's one of those things that I couldn't predict where we were at the beginning of the year, just because this team was so young. I mean, we got Madara, who's our only experience from last year. You know, Nat played four games. Marta was here a year ago. We've changed up how we do things offensively. We got one sophomore transfer from another JUCO, and everybody else is freshmen. I mean, everybody else is having to step up and play and compete and not worry about being a freshman. I mean, they have to just grow up, and they've been doing that, and I'm proud of them. We're not going to hold back. We're not going to settle for this. We're not going to be comfortable with today. We're going to come back tomorrow, and whatever we do, shooting, film, we're going to get better tomorrow.